We continue three lines down from the top on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We've been discussing the general rule that you're not allowed, that a Jew is not allowed to be healed by an idolater. We had some exceptions, and well, the exception before was when you're asking advice from an idolater about which medications to take. That would be fine. Here, and then now we begin with another exception. Amar Rava Amar Rav Yochanan va'Amri la Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav Yochanan Savik Chai Savik Meis Ein Misrapim Mehen. That if there's a suffik whether you will live or die as a result of the surgery or the procedure, then you should not be healed from them. You don't allow them to operate on you. But Vadai Meis, but if you will certainly die, then Misrapim Mehen, then you can allow them to help you and to heal you, because ultimately, at this point, the assumption is you're gonna die anyways. So what difference does it make? The Gemara says, what difference does it make? Haika mace, haika chayesha. Well, there are still a few moments, right? Every moment that a person is alive is precious. So you're gonna, if you allow the idolater to heal you, then he's gonna expedite the process of your death. Shouldn't you enjoy the few minutes of life that you still have? The Gemara answers, l'chayesha. We're not concerned about those few precious moments. What do you mean we're not concerned about those few precious moments? So Tosfos explains that in this situation, because there's a potential for someone to have a long life, there's a suffix whether that will work. That suffix takes precedence over that vada, I'm sorry, that you're gonna die. It takes takes precedence over the vada that you're going to die, and therefore we are permitted. And that's the idea of, in general, doing major surgeries on someone who is terminally ill, that they're definitely going to die. So here we have a situation that, so they're still chayesha, but we would perform a life-saving or a major surgery which might allow them to live a longer life, because there's a vadai that the person is going to die if you don't do anything. So we ignore the chayesha in the hopes that the life will be lengthened greatly. The Gemara answers, Mina temra de la chayesha lo chashinan. What is the source that for chayesha we're not concerned and that we would go through a procedure? Tachsiv, im amarnu novo ha'ir v'harav ba'ir v'masnu sham. They had a case of the Arba Mitzorayim in Melachim Beis, where they said, if we stay here, we're going to die, and if we go into the city, we're going to die. So let's go into the city and get the food, and if we die, we die. But at least it'll give us an opportunity to prolong our life instead of just waiting here and enjoying just the last few minutes before we die. So the Gemara says, Feika chayesha, but why they're putting their lives in danger, just stay where they are and you'll enjoy the last few minutes. El alav the chayesha lo chashinan. In a situation when you have the opportunity to live a longer life, then we're not going to be concerned about chayesha. So up until now, we've been discussing the prohibition of being healed by an idolater. Now we're going to change the topic slightly and discuss being healed by a min. A person should never do business with a min, nor should they be healed by a min, even if it's chayesha, even for a few precious moments, or the vadai over the suffix. And we have a story to give us an example to explain it. We have a story with Ben Dama, who was the son of Rabbi Yishmael's sister. It was his nephew. Sheikichshu nachash. He was bitten by a snake. Uba Yaakov ish kvar sachania liraposo. And Yaakov ish kvar sachania, who we've learned before, was a min. Velohinicho Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael did not allow Yaakov ish kvar sachania to heal Ben Dama. Vamrele Rabbi Yishmael. Vamrele. And so his nephew said to him, Rabbi Achi, my brother, Hanachlo, Ve'erpe Mimenu, Vani Avi Mikra Mina Torah Shu Mutter. He said, Rabbi Yishmael, do me a favor, my brother, let me be healed by him, and I'll bring you a proof from the Torah that this is permissible to do. Velohispik Ligmor Sadavar Ashi Yetzus Nishmaso, but before he had time to bring him the proofs, he passed umes, and he died. Karalev Rabbi Yishmael, Ashrecha ben Dama, Shegufcha Tahor, V'yotza Nishmascha B'tahara, V'lo Avartal Divrei Chavercha, Shayom Rimuporetz Geder Yeshchenu Nachash. The Rabbi Yishmael said, praiseworthy is my nephew Ben Dama, his body is pure, and his neshama left the world in purity, and he didn't violate the words of Chavercha, his friends, in other words, the rabbis that would say, based on the verse in Koheles, anyone who breaks down the fence should be bitten by a snake. You shouldn't violate the words of the rabbis. So anyways, the point is that here you see that you can't be healed for even Chayesha, even from someone who is not Jewish. But before we said that Vaday Meis, if you're certainly going to die, you can. So why are we here when it's Vaday Meis, you can't? Answers the Gemara, Shaini Minus de Mashcha, the Asi le Mimshach Basrayu. We said before, remember how we said we were switching the topic a little bit? We were switching from an idolater to a min. Getting healed by a min is different, because when you're being healed by a min, it creates a whole new change politically, in the sense that you're going to become a follower of this min, and he's going to tempt you to leave God, since he was the one who healed you. So Tosfos says, we discussed last time the idea about a rofe mumcha. If you're an expert, we said experts are never going to cause you to go in a different direction or to do wrong by you, because their reputation is always on the line. So it sounds like Ovi, in this situation, when it comes to a min, you wouldn't even be able to be healed by a rofe mumcha who is a min. That's what the implication is. But he Toso says on the Gemara in the next daf, it sounds like that you can be healed by a min. So how do you understand it? So he says Toso comes up with a chiddush and says the only time when it's prohibited to be healed by a min is when the min mentions Masker b'shem avodas kochavim, v'ha'omer sheha'avodas kochavim mo'elas l'kach. It's only when the min specifically invokes the name of the avodah zarah, that's when it's a problem. But if he's not mentioning that his healing is based on the support or the powers of the avodah zarah, then you can always get be healed through them. So that's an important distinction that Tosvos makes over here. So as long as the Avodah Zarah, whether it's a min or it's an idolater himself, as long as they're not invoking the Avodah Zarah, then it's fine. And that, obviously, in our times, nothing is ever invoked. We don't have idolatry. Maybe we do have people who would be considered an apostate or a min in some sorts. But so long as they're not invoking a pagan's name or an idol's name or a false god, then there's nothing to worry about.